All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about the latest news out of Google. They recently hired Character AI co-founders and also licensed its models. So it kind of sounds like essentially a takeover or a buyout. I don't know what you would call it. Jaden, what do you think about this and what does it mean?
Yeah, this is so interesting. So Character AI is actually like one of these companies that's been around sort of since the beginning. They launched very early on after ChatGPT. It's nothing crazy. It's very similar to what like Quora has done with Po.com. But essentially, Character AI lets you create messaging chatbots, and you can say like, you know, act like Leonardo da Vinci and start every conversation with this and say, you know, that and whatever. And then people can go and chat with Leonardo da Vinci, or like I'm on their website right now and it looks like some of their most popular ones. One's called Giga Chad. A true alpha male, a strong role model. You can chat with Giga Chad. One called Mental Health Helper. One called Homework Helper. One called Get Advice. Anyways, so it's like kind of like the GPT store that OpenAI has done essentially. And it's pretty interesting. Obviously, for me, I like this because this is very similar to what I'm building with AI Box. Although we're more than just chats. We do like all, you know, GPT is kind of built with all AI models, audio and image and more. So I think this is a really interesting thing. So the big news here, though, is that Google has effectively acquired the company. Now, in today's regulatory environment, you can't buy a company because, you know, the FTC and blah, 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 the government organizations will like block it. Any big company like Google's trying to buy a company gets blocked. So you're seeing this new strategy, which is actually a bad strategy. It's not good for the employees. It's kind of worse, but essentially what you do, and Microsoft recently did this with Inflections Pi, is they go and they buy the leadership and they and all of the talent. So it's like they acquire the talent, they leave a handful of people in the company to technically be still running it. They license the models, so they get the licenses to use the models, and then they like walk away. So they kind of leave the shell of a company, and it's like, nope, technically Character AI is still its own company doing its own thing. Just we have all of their technology and all their people now. So they kind of got the company. And because of the regulatory, the way this works, and it's not going to get shut down as fast. It can't like get, it's not an acquisition. So different government agencies don't have the authorization to necessarily shut down like a Google hiring people. Like Google can hire whoever they want. They can license software and technology from whoever they want. So it's much simpler. So Microsoft did this with Inflections Pi, and it looks like Google is learning because they've done the exact same thing. Now, the bummer with all of this is it's the employees that get kind of screwed over. Sometimes they'll buy out like the investors, which is an interesting move, and it's happening with Character AI, and it previously happened with Inflection. It literally is an acquisition. Just the difference is employees that work at the company don't get paid out. There's no payday for people with stock options. So it sucks if you have stock options. Sucks if you're an employee working at the company. You don't get to payday. The leadership of the company often will get some sort of payday, and the investors get paid out. But otherwise, no one else does. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I'm definitely a bummer for some of the employees.
That's interesting. So I'm trying to wrap my brain around why they would buy this particular company. I know Microsoft with their Copilot has like a business specific AI, you know, training. So they're kind of training in different, all different kind of realms. Is this kind of a similar move from Google where they want to have different AI use cases for, you know, whether you're a business or a creator or just a regular person? Like, are they trying to come up with, is that the move, or what do you think the move is for Google?
I think it could be Google trying to acquire their own GPT store, sort of like OpenAI has, and trying to get Google Gemini as the default model. Like you can imagine, I mean, I'm not saying this is the thing, but if they could acquire or essentially get control of Character AI, and it's got millions of users, and it's probably mostly running on ChatGPT, and if they could switch that the default to be Google Gemini, all of a sudden they're getting like tons of guaranteed usage of their models. So I think that's kind of a no-brainer move for them. What's interesting is they told their investors that their investors are all going to be bought out at a valuation of $88 a share. So that's 2.5 times higher than when they did their Series A just last year. So that's not bad. Their most recent Series A, anyone that invested in that is getting a 2.5x on their money. So more than double their money. And people that invested way earlier are getting a lot more. So last year, they were valued at about $1 billion. And I think that that means that they're about $2.5 billion now is kind of where their shares are getting bought out. But again, it's not like a full buyout because of the way it all happens. Here's something that's interesting. So the co-founders of Character AI, it's Noam Shazir, and that's the CEO, and then Daniel DeFreitas, that's the president. They both used to work at Google, and they got frustrated. They said they were frustrated by the bureaucracy, so they leave Google, make a startup, and now they're getting like completely sucked into Google. This is so interesting to me because this is exactly what happened with Microsoft. With Microsoft, you had, I guess not exactly, but Mustafa Seliman, I think he might have left. Yeah, DeepMind, Google DeepMind. Oh yeah, yes, Google DeepMind, and then Microsoft sucked him in. But it was heavily invested in by Bill Gates, and then Microsoft bought out the whole company, and obviously Bill Gates made great money on his investment in that. So anyways, that's kind of funny. But it's interesting. So they were working at Google, left, made a startup because they didn't like the bureaucracy. Now they're sucked back in, and they're working at Google again. So I hope they enjoy the bureaucracy on the other side. Why did we bring up this story today, Jamie? Tell the people where we think, I guess, give some ideas of like, if people go and actually went to Character AI today and started building chatbots on this, what some of the opportunities are, you think, maybe ways they could leverage this, make money. I don't know. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've gone back to, we've mentioned this in several other episodes, but I think the big move for a lot of you listeners, if you are interested in making money with AI, is to become an expert in a certain area and then help businesses incorporate AI into their workflow and generate more income. So if you can become an expert on or create your own chatbot with Character AI, that would be specific to, let's say, a power washing business, and is really good at answering different questions from customers about power washing, then you can go and add that as like an add-on to a marketing package for a power washing company, for example. So I think, becoming an expert in some of these type of areas really could be, a benefit to someone who's trying to start like an AI consulting or marketing type agency. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a prediction, and that is that we've talked in the past about the concept of like AI model SEO, where you try to, and I've talked to people that have done this. We probably should do exclusive content for the school community, Jamie, on this topic, because I actually think this one's really juicy. But that is like how to get an AI model to essentially tell people to use your brand. And I've talked to some people that are doing this, and it's so fascinating. It's absolutely insane. Part of this is that you really got to focus on Gemini because that's what gets included in Google search. And then you get the AI snippet on Google search now. Anyways, this is insane. Okay, we're going to do a whole segment after this on how to actually do this, but I want to give a prediction on why I think this is important. So anyways, if you're not part of our school community, we'll leave a link in the description. It is $10 a month. We share exclusive content there, and we drop the price to $10 a month. It's going to be $50 and probably eventually $100 a month, but for this week, it's $10 a month. Next week, we'll be bumping up the price, and it'll eventually get to $50 or $100. So if you are not part of the community now, I would jump on it right now because we share amazing content. We have almost 100 members of the community right now. It's only $10. So you guys are getting a steal of a deal. And we're going to tell you how to rank in AI models, which is crazy stuff. Okay, so my prediction is that, yes, we talk about ranking in AI models, and that's cool. But I also think there's a hack to short circuit and get your brand in. Let's say you go to Character AI, whatever your business is, or maybe you're a consultant, or maybe you're a marketing expert and you want people to use you. You go and create like a marketing expert GPT, and essentially what you tell the prompt for it to do is like help people to come up with marketing plans, use this kind of framework, give them ideas like this because these kinds of things work. And at the end of every marketing plan that you give them, say, contact Jamie McCulley. This is his email for like a full marketing plan breakdown and to execute this plan that you just got. You could essentially go to like ChatGPT, to Character AI, to Quora's Poe, all of these things, and make these GPTs that essentially like have a literal plug for your product at the end of every output that it generates. I think this is a fascinating, a very interesting like lead generation. It's not even like you built something and like, oh, I want to embed this on my website for my customers to use. No, I'm putting something on this platform and this thing literally tells people to use me. It's lead generation at its finest. So even if, like, I know Quora's post that eventually they're going to start paying people money. I don't know where they're at with that. And OpenAI has said that too. I don't know where they're at with that. I feel like these platforms aren't like really aren't in a big hurry to pay anyone. But even if they don't pay people, you literally can make every single output from these models promoting you and your business. I think this is genius.
That's crazy. I love that. Yeah, I'd love to either find an expert or become an expert in that, because I think there's definitely a multi-million-dollar business idea in there somewhere. So,
okay. And to anyone listening, we're going to be breaking this down in much greater detail on our school community. We're going to make a video all about this hack, I think, this idea specifically. We'll probably do it and show you. And we'll also be talking about how to rank for AI models. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in your business to rank in AI models, get people to talk about you, go and join our school community. The link is in the description. Again, this is $10 a month. This thing's going to 50 or 100. We share, like, these are nuggets we do not share publicly anywhere else on the entire internet. And very few, if anyone, if no one is talking about them. So we will share them because we love you. This is the ultimate alpha that we're getting, but we don't make it publicly available. So go jump in the school community. We'd love to see you.
Should mention too that, I don't know if we mentioned this, but you get locked in at your price you join at. So, you know, if you join at 10, it's not going up past that. So
yeah,
I think it's worth it. But anyways, so thanks for listening. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening. Hope you guys all have an amazing rest of your day. Review the podcast if you learned anything new or enjoyed it, and we'll catch you all next time.